are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin Craig, and we welcome you. Trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We're opening our service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, "He Knows What's Best for Me." Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with this precious congregation today. We're trusting that wherever there are precious souls listening, the Holy Spirit will make our service a blessing to them. We know that your eye runs to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show yourself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward thee. So bless this service and bless this precious congregation. Work with their hearts according to their needs. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory
promises. Resting every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God.
Remind you that you're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. On today's broadcast, we have Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Grand Cayman, West Indies, bringing us the message, and we trust the Lord will bless you as Brother James speaks.
Speaking today on grace and determination, the formula for victory, basically directed more or less to those that are serving the Lord. I trust some discouraged heart might be blessed today and to continue on with the Lord. I'm reading two verses from Psalms, two different Psalms, Psalm 37 and verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And from Psalm 121 and verse 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The thought behind this subject is how to look at or approach to serving, or the approach to serving God. Many times we take the wrong outlook on this. Many would even begin to try to serve the Lord. And in many cases, those that are trying hard are always despised and ridiculed and rejected. But I'm standing behind this microphone today. I'm so thankful I can say that I found a better way. And I thank God for the way of the old cross which leads home, and for what the Lord has done for me all down through these many years. And if it hadn't have been for him, I don't know where I would have been today. So it's a wonderful life to serve the Lord. It's a wonderful life to know that you belong to God and you're free and your sins are forgiven and you're enjoying a wonderful walk with the Lord. That's the only way to do it. You have to have a relationship with God, build a relationship with God. Just going to church is not enough. That's not enough. We have to have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and be born again. That's what the Bible teaches, in order to enjoy this wonderful walk with the Lord. In today's world, it's easy to lose sight of the spiritual side of life and focus on the world only. And that's happening all around the world. You know what Jesus said about that? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world or lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And we know that no man will ever gain the whole world. But what Jesus was talking about is that which becomes our world, that which becomes our God, exclusive of the real God, is our world. And we would be surprised to see the little things that become people's God and people's world in the world today. It's easy to become complacent and don't think too much about a walk with God. You know, it's easy to sit down home and watch the TV and listen to the radio and so on and so forth. But to build a relationship with God, we need more than that. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the little church at Colossae, he said in chapter 2 and verse 8, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." You know, a lot of people seem to look like they think that they're gods in the world today. We serve God. Thank God we serve the true and living God, the real God. He not going to fail. He never fails. Mankind will fail, let us down, but God will never fail. The church is built on Jesus Christ, which is the solid rock. Thank God for the church. the great church of God. Thank God for God, the cornerstone and the foundation on which it is built, which is Jesus Christ. It is a fact that there was a time not too long ago when greater emphasis was placed on instilling strong Christian principles in children and making family values a part of everyday life. On the Bible, you know, people, our daily walk was based on the Bible as a guideline. The Bible was used as nighttime stories to children. And yeah, there were times not long ago when greater emphasis was placed on these things, on spiritual matters. Material things were very scarce around Cayman those days and other parts of the world as well. People were very poor, materially speaking, but in another sense, they were rich. The old songwriter says, "My father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of this world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child of the King." Beautiful old song. We sing it all the time. So determined to live for God and succeed in the race depends on the individual. I know people can help us. Ministers, pastors, others can help us, friends, loved ones. Anybody can help us along. But we need to remember that this is an individual walk with God, and it is left to us how we make it and how we survive. The Apostle Paul said that we should work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. The little congregation at Philippi he was writing to, he had gone away from them and left them. He had confidence and assurance that they would do well. That's what his whole purpose in life was then. The work of God, his heart was in it. He loved the work of God. He suffered untold, but he would not give in. He kept on going, my beloved friends. You see, determined to live for the Lord and to succeed in the race is not a show. Not just a show to put on a platform for a couple of minutes or an hour and a half or 2-3 hours on a night, but it's a life. Living for the Lord is a life. Thank God, and it's a wonderful life. It's good for every day of the week, and it'll keep you when you receive an old-fashioned dose of salvation, that old people used to call it. It gonna hold you. Yes, you don't want to leave that alone. It's our choice. And by his grace only. It is amazing grace. It's only by grace we're saved through faith. And only by grace we can make it through this life for the Lord and triumph in it and survive. It's looking at the many that have gone on before us, that have won it before us and made it. And that's an incentive for those in the world today to make it. We hear all the time, "Oh, it's too hard for me to live, and the Christianity is too strict. I don't want anything to do with it, and I got to sleep on Sundays. I can't be bothered with church and this and that and other." All kinds of excuses, but let me tell you, friends, there is one that will derail your life and keep you out of a service of the Lord if you listen to him. You know, we got to do this ourselves. And the writer of Hebrews said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," those that have witnessed for God, those that were strong witnesses, that were martyrs, those that gave their life for the cause of Christ, "let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." The Bible clearly teaches that we must put off sin. The Bible doesn't teach that we must live in sin and live a Christian life together. It doesn't teach it. You'll never find it in the Bible. It's not there. God saves people from sin, and he keeps them from sin. And we see it here in this very verse. "Let us lay aside every weight or hindrance that would hinder our walk or race, and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." It's struggling through obstacles. Let me tell you, friends, there are obstacles on the way. There are barriers to Christian living. There are those in the world today look like that are intent on eradicating racism from the world and eradicating Christianity from the world. But I believe this old Bible will stand. The Bible tells us itself, the flowers wither, the grass withers, and the flowers fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever. There are still those who are standing strong for God and mean to stand strong for Him. Those that are determined to live this life and to exemplify it out to the world. And Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. It's a willingness to bear some reproach for the cause of Christ. Let me tell you something, friend. This is a real world we're living in. And if ever was a time we need to stand on the word of God and on the truth, is today. And the Bible tells us in the 11th chapter of Hebrews in verse 26, where it is said of Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Moses left the palace and chose to serve the Lord and walk with him and lead the people of Israel to the promised land. And he made a decision, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It's sacrifice and dedication to the cause of Christ. Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve two masters. In other words, we cannot serve two masters. Jesus made that very clear in the 6th chapter of Matthew in verse 24. We cannot serve two masters. When we give God our life, then He's our master. Yes, He's our master. He's our savior. He's our friend. He's the one that we live for and obey. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is loving people and living in peace and getting on with one another. That's a big problem in our world. The Bible tells us, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. As much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. There's so much conflict in the world today. We have it all over the world. You have it in organizations, in homes, in schools, and everywhere you turn. In the communities, you find it. In churches even, you'll find it. God has given us a promise that if we live close to Him and stay with Him, you know, He'll help us by His grace. Grace and determination is an outstanding formula for living this life and for completing it and winning the race. It's consistent pressing, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of thee. The old song says, Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So it's not letting up or letting down, but it's pressing on the upward way. As the song says, new heights we're gaining every day. Still praying as we onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on a higher ground. It's holding out to the end. I mentioned Paul a number of times, which I always do in this program or in this message. You know what Paul said at the end of his career with the Lord in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6? I am now ready. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. It was not just a talk. It was not talking. It was living it that caused pause. It was grace and determination that allowed him to finish the race so victorious as he did. And he didn't only include himself. He said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Stay true to the Lord, my beloved friends. It's better higher up.
We trust that the message by Brother James Arch has proven to be a blessing to you. And if our broadcast is an encouragement to you as you journey through life, it would be an encouragement to us if you would write and let us know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have an archive there of a number of years of our issues of the Way of Truth magazine. We also have an archive of our broadcast If you've missed one or would like to hear one over, you may go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and download the broadcast. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. And our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for being a part of our broadcast congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
I gave the Lord control, heavy burden from me rose.
I hate the
things I used to love, When before Him I did fall, yielding unto Him my all.
He fixed my
Jesus fixed my heart for the home above,
He fixed my heart.
Jesus fixed my heart.
Share
with my Lord and loved ones there.
He fixed my heart.
Jesus